Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily. Today is Monday, July 17th. We're starting off the week here a little bit mixed. Corn is just down a half a cent currently. November beans are up 3 cents. September wheat down 4¾ cents. Kansas City down 7½ cents. And Minneapolis wheat up 5½ cents. Exports came out this morning. They were 1.1 million metric tons on corn. That was a good number. Wheat, 579, wasn't too bad. But the beans were light at 285, but the market rallied a little bit after that number was released anyway. This is the summer months. We're really trading weather more than anything else. We've digested last week's crop production numbers. Nobody believes the numbers. The yields, in my opinion, are way overestimated, and I think the numbers were outdated the minute they hit the wire. I don't know anybody that doesn't think we're going to see lower yields than what the government put out there. Now, this afternoon on Monday, we're going to get the crop progress ratings. People are kind of looking for steady numbers there on corn and beans. There's two camps. Some think it's a little worse, some think it's a little better. I'd say we'd be about the same on average out here. I think the western states will continue to lose, but the eastern states may show some improvement out here. But again, this is really all about weather. The forecasts have been very, very variable since the weekend. Best I can see is that it still remains hot and dry in the west. We need some rains in some different places out here. Indiana's too wet. I don't see a whole lot of relief in sight out here. We did have some decent rains in Illinois and Iowa last week, which helped. But the rest of the country, you know, west of the Mississippi, I think is in some serious problems out here. But we've had some opportunities to market grain in the past week. As we said last week, I'd been saying all year that we do have one chance to market grain at profitable levels this year. We certainly saw that last week in wheat, corn, and beans. I hope some of you took advantage of it. But I don't think this market's over. We had the hard break in the wheat and the beans and the corn, but we're still holding in here relatively well, which tells me that we've got some more weather ahead of us. Now, we make the corn crop in July, and it looks like the last 2 weeks of July could be hotter and drier. And with the pollination behind schedule, it looks like most of pollination will catch this hotter, drier weather. Again, that could be having some negative impact on the yields out here. Any sell-off in the beans because of weather in July, I think, is certainly premature. I frankly think it's a good buying opportunity. If you sold grain last week and want to reown it with some call options, we're cheaper prices now than we were a week ago, and I think it's worthwhile reowning those call options because August could still be hot and dry, and that's when we're going to make a bean crop out here. So this is the time of year where weather is the key factor. We did have a good sale last week of 1.3 million metric tons of beans to China, so that business continues. So overall, you know, we've had the hard break after the great rally. Everybody wants to think it's over. I'm not quite so sure of that. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.